Okay, we're at Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph, the middle of the Omer. The Machlokis Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, what the reason is why you're allowed to take money to teach Mikra and not Medrash and whatever. Rav holds the reason is because we're talking about little children and you're taking money to keep them in school and not running around wild outside, and not for the actual teaching. And Rabbi Yochanan says they could even be talking about adults, and since by Mikra you also teach Pisuk Tamim, the trup, and the trup is not min HaTorah, either it's not min HaTorah that you have to learn it, or it's not min HaTorah Bechlau, therefore you're allowed to take money for it, because it's not something that the Rabban Shem either taught Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore it doesn't fit into I learned Bechinam, you have to learn Bechinam, or it's something that you're not mechuyev to learn, therefore you can charge for it. In any case, whatever the reason is, those are the two reasons. And the difference is, does this apply only to little children, or does it apply even to adults? Okay. So Mara now says the following. Meiste. Tinokos lo korim b'tchila b'shabbos. You can't teach children Mikra. They don't start a new parsha on Shabbos. Elishomim barishom. But they can chazor, the first chazorah even, can be on Shabbos. So Bishlam alamad yomer shchar pisuk taimim haynu dein korim b'tchila b'shabbos. If the reason is because of shchar pisuk taimim, you only have to teach the trup the first time. Once they get it the first time, they don't need to be taught a second time. The second time already you have to go into the pshat or whatever. So therefore you can make a difference between the first time learning it and the second time, the chazor. The first time you're teaching them trup also, so you're allowed to take money. And since you can't take money on Shabbos, so because of Schar Shabbos, you can't teach them the first time. But the second time, they're not learning Trup anymore, so you're not allowed to take money, so there's no Schar Shabbos. The Enkor Mitzvah Shabbos. El Ulaman Diomer Schar Shimur, but according to the Tam, that you have to, what's it called, you can allow to take money for babysitting. Why are you even allowed to teach him a second time? Even the second time you need babysitting, so you could take money, and therefore it's a problem of Schar Shabbos. Ha'ika Schar Shimur de Shabbos. The Maisa, if we're afraid that you'll take Schar Shabbos, if you're afraid even the second time, even the Chazor. So where it says, Ulatameich, if that's the reason, because of Schar Shabbos, and that's what your question is based on, the whole thing of taking Schar Shabbos shouldn't be Osir, because a teacher doesn't teach day by day. He gets a weekly, monthly salary usually. Right? Havlohi. Havlo Mishvashori. Right? If you take money, Bahavlah, you don't get paid specifically for Shabbos. But you get paid for Shabbos amongst other days, that's Mutter. And a teacher usually teaches not on a daily basis, but on a weekly basis or a monthly basis or whatever. Detanya, how do you know that Havlah is mutter? Hasokra sapoa lishmara satinok. A person hires somebody to babysit. Lishmara sapora, or to cow sit. Lishmara sazroyim, or to plant sit. Ein nosim lo schar Shabbos. So you can't give him, if you only hire him for Shabbos, you can't pay him just for Shabbos. L'pichach, and therefore, he's not a Shomer Socher. If you hire these things for specifically Shabbos, you're not allowed to pay him, so he's a Shomer Chinam. Im of the way, no chayiv bachar yusam. Therefore, if they got lost, he's not chayiv, what's it called, to pay. Because a Shomer Chinam is potter on Gneba Vaveba. Im hoye Socher Shabbos, Socher Chodesh, Socher Shana. Socher Shavua, but if he was being paid by the week, Shabbos over here doesn't mean Shabbos, it means the week, or by the month, or by the year, or he gets paid once every 7 years, right? No sin lo schar Shabbos, therefore he's allowed to pay him, even what the Shabbos for Shabbos, because it's Bahavlo. L'fichach imav tu chai bachrusim, therefore he is a Shomer Socher, could get paid, and therefore what's it called, if they get lost, he's chayiv to pay. So that can't be the reason why you can't teach the children on Shabbos, because usually teachers are hired not by the day. Rashi. lo korim b'tchila b'shabbos, ein maschilin lamda b'tchila b'shabbos dover shol lamda mi'olam. You can't start something new with a child on Shabbos. Aval sholmin b'rishon, kolomra b'dover shol lamdu kvar pam rishon, is something they already learned once, even once. Lomdim also pam shniya b'shabbos. You could teach them a second time. The first chazorah they could have on Shabbos. Ulahachi tani b'rishon d'revusa komashuan. Afal b'shalo lamdu atinokos ala pam achashon. Even if they only learned it once, the second time is already mutter. So bishlam alamad yomer shtzhar pisuk taimim shori lemishkol, you're allowed to take money for teaching trop. Hainu den korim b'tchilo v'shabbos. The hoil mi ol mulamdu dover ze ela achsho v'einu mulamdu ela b'shchar v'osi lemishkol shchar b'shabbos. Avol shonim da avide lei below shchar. Right? The first time around they learn the trop, so you can take money, so therefore you can't do it on Shabbos because you're afraid you'll take shchar Shabbos after Shabbos either, which is osir. But the second time they don't need to learn the trup. First time they learn it, they get the trup. After that you learn the pshat or whatever, and you can't take money for that. So from the second time on you could teach it on Shabbos. But according to the Man D'Omer, who says because of discipline, so they need to be disciplined even the second time around. Am I shonim barishon? Afi lu shonim lo. To aika schar shimur the Shabbos vasu the mishkel schar b'Shabbos. Should make the same gzeira that you shouldn't be able to teach them because you can take money for babysitting. We're afraid maybe you'll take the money. Mora says that can't be, because no matter what it is, it's havlohi, kidiktani umishri shari. And teachers, again, like we said, usually don't teach by the day. The tanya sochar sapoel, shenosin l'scharo shal kol yom, he pays him daily, lishmora satinik mituma, to keep the kid away from things that are tame, lishmor sazroim, l'tzorech ha'omer, whatever the purpose is. I don't know why the Mefarish says these things. There's other reasons you can have people to watch zroim. I guess not. I guess you usually don't have, you know, plant sitters. Please watch my plant or whatever. There has to be a reason why you watch plants. Okay. So you're watching it that people shouldn't come and take it because of the omer. So im avdu b'Shabbos einu chayav achriusan hoel ve'einu schir b'yom Shabbos. On Shabbos he's not getting paid. He's a shomer chinah. Im hoya schir Shabbos nosim lo zayim pshitim schoro l'shavua. They pay him by the week, right? 7 coins a week. Alfa pishim agil yom Shabbos poshedechot. Even though he's getting 1 coin for Shabbos, kiven dechol yom Shabbos nivla im schiru shara shavua. Since it's being paid on a weekly basis, not on a daily basis, that's okay. Zuhi havlo sheschar Shabbos mavliya besochi me'ashavua. It's swallowed up in the rest of the week. Nos nischar Shabbos havlo shori. That's mutter. Imov du b'Shabbos chayiv achriusan to hanos moschar Shabbos. He's a sober socher. So the Gemara says, so what is the reason? Elagabe Shabbos haynu time b'dein korim b'tchila. What is the reason that you can't learn with children to begin with? Mishum de yifnu avoson de yinuke le matsusa de shabsa. So where the Mefarish learns, Rashi, elagabe Shabbos diktoni lo korim b'tchila avol shonim la mishum schar pisuk velo mishum schar shimur. Has nothing to do with whether you can take money or can't take money for teaching, for babysitting, whatever, the hashori bavla, because that mitzad that would be mutter to take money because savla. The reason you can't start learning something new with them, why de yifnu avosim de yinukal mitzvos de lahon shim hayu asukim lakrosim betchila bedover chodesh hayu trudim bohem velo hayu pnuyim lemitzvah shabbos lesanik bo, because to learn something to begin with takes time. And it's a big undertaking. So therefore, the parents wouldn't, the kids wouldn't come home from school on time, and the parents wouldn't be able to be osik in the mitzvahs of Shabbos to have the suda. They'd be good. The kids would come home late for the suda, whatever. But the chazer goes quickly, and therefore the children can come home and the parents can get down to suda Shabbos. Okay. Right? Another reason, because of the kids. Kids eat a lot more on Shabbos than they eat during the week, and they get treats and they get sweets or whatever, and their mind isn't on the learning, because when you change your diet, it's the beginning, that's the beginning of getting stomach sicknesses. So changing your diet is not an easy thing to stomach, and therefore, what's it called? The children aren't in the mood to be able to learn new things on Shabbos. The chazer, yeah, but not new things. Okay. So for those two reasons, you don't learn something new. Had nothing to do with getting paid. So Mer says, "Lamanda Omer Schar Pisuk Tanim." My time below Omer Schar Shimer. What's the machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? Why did Rabbi Yochanan say Schar Pisuk Tanim? Why didn't he say Schar Shimer? Why didn't he take in consideration that you can take money for babysitting? And that's why, by a mudr hanoa, you can't teach a mikra, because it's worth money. Why didn't he say that? Kesavar banos mikobayin shimur, right? Girls are perfect little angels, and they don't need to be babysat. So Rashi means because girls don't usually run around outside, and the only reason a teacher has to babysit the children, not chas v'shalom that they should act up in class, right? That they didn't do, right? But they shouldn't run outside. So girls, you're not afraid they're going to run outside. And boys, you're afraid they're going to run outside. So, and it says, what's it called? Bonav ubenosav, it says. So therefore, since it says bonav ubenosav, the whole idea of shimur doesn't apply to the girls. Rashi. It's hard to learn on Shabbos mipnei ha-maychel, because their whole diet changes. It's a pain for them to learn on Shabbos because their minds aren't on it. Right? Girls are allowed to learn Mikra, allowed to learn Tanakh. Boy and Shimur, they don't need to be watched as babysitters. Because they don't run outside, little girls. So in those days, girls knew to stay inside. So you don't have to watch them to watch. The boys, you have to watch every minute like a hawk. They shouldn't run outside and who knows, get in trouble. The lek lok mi bos schar shimur. So when it says girls in the Braisa, therefore, the Mishnah, and therefore what's it called can't refer to schar shimur. Shmura says, and uleman diomer schar shimur, and Rabbi Yochanan who said Schar Shimur, my time below Omer Schar Pisuk Tamim. Why didn't he say the reason is because of that you're allowed to take money to learn the trap? Kesavar Pisuk Tamim Deraisahu. He holds either that Pisuk Tamim are Minatorah, and therefore it applies to them also that you can't teach them Bishar, or there's a Chiyuv Minatorah to learn them, and therefore you can't take Schar. The Omer of Ika Bar Ovin, Omer of Hananel, Omer Rav, my Dichsiv. Vayikaru b'sefer Torah Elokim mefurish v'shum seichel vayavinu b'mikra vayikaru. What's the whole pasuk in Ezra? So what does the pasuk mean? It says vayikru b'sefer Torah Elokim zemikra. That was the words, the Tanakh. Mefurish the targum. Mefurish is the targum of the mikra. V'shum seichel elu hapsukim. V'shum seichel is that they learned where to end the psukim. Right, they don't have svarim like we have that are menukad. They learn from Megillas or whatever. So you had to know where to stop the pasuk. The yavinu b'mikra ze pisuk tamin. Right, the yavinu mikra is a trump. The amri la elu ha-mesoros. And some say that that's the mesoros of where, the how to read the words properly. But in any case, according to this, the what's it called, the pisuk tamin is part of either what's your mechuyif to learn, or its source is minatorah. Rashi, schar pisuk tamim deraisahu v'lo motzi v'mishko v'ayagra. Therefore, you can't take money just like anything else. Elu apsukim ad heichon mesayim kol pasuk u'pasuk. You have to learn where the end of the pasuk is. U'lahachi kari le'shum seichel sheyochel lahaskil v'pasuk v'in kol pisuk u'pisuk. If you don't know where the pasuk ends, if it's run on, you're not going to really understand the meaning, because you're going to add in words that have nothing to do with this pasuk. Mikra sofrim, we're going to get here. Okay. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, mikra sofrim, the iter sofrim. The Gemara is going to discuss what these are, what mikra sofrim and iter sofrim. The kirian veloksivon, and a kree that's not written. You have some words where you read it, but it's not written in Tanakh. Ksiv and velo kiri, some the opposite. It's ksiv, but you don't read it. Ksiv velo kri, halacha l'moshe mi sinai. They're all halacha l'moshe mi sinai. Okay? Now, the Gemara is going to bring Kri and Ksheves that are Tanakh. How could they be Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? So there's a few different ways of understanding it. One way is that every Navi really got his Nevuah already at Sinai. Right? Every Navi, whoever gave a Nevuah, the Makor of that Nevuah already was at Sinai. So according to that, even Tanakh has its Makor at Sinai, and how it was supposed to be given was already Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Maral learns it doesn't mean that every Kri and Ksiv in Tanakh is Halacha Misinai, because it was not Misinai Bechlau. Right? But Misinai was given that this is the way to write Kisvei HaKodesh. That when you write Nevuas and you write Kisvei HaKodesh, there are certain times that you write words that aren't read, and certain times you read words that weren't written. And that's the signon of Kisvei HaKodesh. That's Halacha Moshe Misinai. Exactly where it applies in Tanakh, not in Chumash, is not Halacha Moshe Sinai. In Chumash about it, it's Halacha Moshe Sinai. But in Tanakh, right, it's just the concept is Misinai, but not the application to every specific place. Now the Gemara is going to discuss, now the Gemara is going to discuss what these things are. First one is Mikra Sofrim, how to read the words properly. Okay, what does that mean? Eretz, Shamayim, Mitzrayim. Right? How do you know to read these words the way that they are? So look at Rashi. The Rashi says, Eretz, Eretz, Kolomer, Mashikorin, Eretz, Eretz. Delo kasvinen havora, delo kasvinen yud bein aleph l'resh. Right? The yud would be what we usually have in a Yiddish. The ayin is a symbol of an air, of a segel. And Rashi says the yud is a symbol. So how do I know that I don't read it? Oretz or some other thing. How do I know there's a segel or a patach or a komatz under the aleph? So the yud is a symbol of that. So really, if you wanted to point out how to read the vowels, there should be a yud after the aleph, right? The kasvin and yud bein aleph l'resh uvein resh l'tzadik, and the same thing is another segel. So it should be two yuds to signify the segel. The chay nami eretz lo kasvinim beiz alfin, right? Oh hey, somach la aleph, the yud bein reish letzadi. Or if it would be not eretz but oretz, you would need a what's called a hey to symbolize the komatz or the patach. So it doesn't. It's just aleph reish tzadik. You have no idea what the vowels are. So that's called mikra sofrim. That it's Torah shebal peh to know how to read the words. The same thing goes with Mitzrayim and Shomayim. It should be really Shin Aleph Mem Yud Mem. So I know that there's a komatz under the Shin, not Shimayim. How do you know it's not Shimayim? So there should be another letter to represent the vowel. Okay. We don't do that. We don't have that. Right? The Chain Mitzrayim. The same thing. The Chain Shomayim. The Lokasvin and Shomayim. Shin Aleph Mem Yud Mem. Aleph Ben Shin the Mem. Uvein mem liyud, v'chein mitzrayim, same thing. Halacha l'moshe sinai, dinik rayim hachi, that's halacha l'moshe sinai, how to read the words properly, even though there's no extra letters to signify it. Itur sofrim, what's itur sofrim? It's the polishing of the language. So, achar tavoru, achar teilech, achar teosef, kidmu sorim achar nognim, Shikoscha Kahari El, those are called Iter Sofrim. See what I'm saying, what they are. Iter Sofrim Achar Tavoru, Veloksiv Tavoru Achar. The Hainu Iter, Shema Atrin Hadibur. We make it a more polished structure. The Hachi Mashmiel, it's nicer like that. So that doesn't mean, right, as some people say, the Maral says, that the Torah wrote it this way, and the Sofrim came along and changed it to make it sound better, right? Because first of all, in Chamisha Chumshei Torah can't be like that anyway. The way the Torah was given, that's the way we have it. But what it means is that really, according to what usually is written, if a person would write something, you would write it the other way. When the Rabban Shem dictated it, he said it should be dictated this way in order the Torah should be more polished. Structure. So, Ilchatchila was written like that. But it was written like that because of Iter Sofrim, not what's it called, not that that would have been the way, had it been written stam by a person, it wouldn't have been written so nice. But the Rabbanu Shlomo was mocked, but it should be written in a way that's Iter Sofrim. What are these psukim? Right? So the Ran over here explains why these things are better. He says, some say, well, he learns like this. First of all, the Ran learns that Eretz, Shamayim, Mitzrayim is not what the Mefarish says, that we wouldn't know how to vocalize them. But sometimes it's Eretz, sometimes it's Oretz, by an Esnachta or by a Sof Pasuk. That's Halacha L'Moshmi Sinai, that whenever it's at the end, we change the beginning from a Segel to a Kalmatz and so on. That's part of Halacha L'Moshmi Sinai. And Iter Sofrim, he says, is the following. They're all extra. Right, it's Tiferes Haloshim, because it just should have said Sadu Libchem the Tavoru. It didn't say Acher after that. Of course, after that, eat and go. It didn't say eat and after that go. Why did it say after that? Of course, you're going to eat and after that go, because you can't go as you're eating. So it's obvious. But to make it more polished, it said the word after. That's what he says. Or Tisog Yeshivas Yomim the Acher Teosef. And after that shall come back. So Avadi, that means after that shall come back. So he could have said, Tisogar Shivas Yomim v'teyosef. The fact that it said Achar is just to make it extra nice. Okay. Now what are the other ones? So, Achar, okay. Kidmu Sorim, Achar Nognim. Right? It's the same idea. Let's see, the Mefarish learns it. Kidmu Sorim, Achar Nognim. Veloksiv Achar Nognim, Kidmu Sorim. Should say the opposite. The normal way would be, Achar Nognim Kidmu Sorim. Right? After the Nognim came the Sorim. But it said it the opposite way, Kidmu Sorim Achar Nognim, because it's a little bit more polished. The Ran learned that it means, right, that it's extra. Right? It could have said, what's it called? It didn't have to say, Kidmu Sorim and then Achar Nognim. It could have said, Kidmu Sorim, the Nognim. So I know that the Nognim come after the Sorim. Right, but the Maisa it said Achar to make it more clear. That's all. Okay. So those are examples of what's it called of Iter Sofrim. Okay, now Kirion Veloksivan, where's a case where we have a word that's read but it's not written? So Pras de Belechto, the Pasuk is so it's Tzidkosa Kahareel, we didn't see that. Veloksiv Kahareel Tzidkosa. Could have said Kahareel Tzidkosa. Dohachim Estaber Tvei. Uvedavka Mishtoi. Right? Instead of Tzidkosa Kahareel, it should have said Kahareel Tzidkosa. Just like it says in the other part, let's just say, Tzidkosa Kahareel, then the, what's the end of the Pasuk? Mishpatecha Tahom Rabba. Doesn't say Tahom Rabba Mishpatecha. It says Mishpatecha Tahom Rabba. Should have said same thing. He says it says 1 second. Tzikoscha Hariel. So it should have said Tzikoscha Hariel, not Ki Hariel. It's because just like it doesn't say Mishpatecha Ki Tahom Rabba, it says Mishpatecha Tahom Rabba. So it should have said Tzikoscha Hariel, not Ki Hariel. Right, just like it says, "Kedasim mishpatecha tohom rabba." Right, so the ma'isa, what's it called? But it added that extra thing, right? Kehareel, just to make it sound nicer. Okay. Next, so where are these? Paras de melechto, the belechto. So where is that? Bishmuel, it says. L'hashiv yodo benar pras, and pras kriv loksiv. So where is that? What's the pasuk? It's down here on the bottom. Vayach David is ha darezer ben rechov melech tzova belechto l'hashiv yodo benar pras. So nar pras is what's it called? Is written? Is right? It's read, but it's not written. The word pras isn't there, but you're supposed to read it. Okay. says just lehoshiv yado b'nahar, and the kri is nahar pras. Ish dekasher yishal ish b'dvar hu elokim, right? That the word ish is also not read, not written, but read. It says va'atzas achitofel asher yoatz b'yom b'heim b'asher yishal b'dvar hu elokim. It doesn't say the word ish, and ish is read but not written. And also boim did nivnisa lo, right? The pasuk is hine yomim boim num Hashem the nivnisa ir Hashem in migdal chanano at sharapina. So the word boim hine yomim boim is only read but it's not written. Yeah, boim nivnisa lo. Law de Plato, right? Where is that? The Gra takes this out. The Gra, yeah. No, the Gra leaves this one in. Where is that? Hashmiu el bovel rabim kol dorche keshes chanu alecho soviv al yehi law Plato. It says al yehi Plato, and the law is read but not written. Es de hugeid hugad. And this one the Gra takes out, because in our Megillah, the word S is not there, right? It says, what's it called? Ki hugeit hugad li, kol asher osa lechamoseich, vayan boz vayomer lo hugeit hugad li kol asher osis es chamoseich, achrei mosisheich, vatazvi avich vimeich, veretz moladiteich, vatelchi alam asher yodat mos yoshom. So the ace kol asher osis is not kri or ksiv. There is no ace there. And es chamosech is written and read. So there's no one over here where the S is not written but read. There's no such thing in this pasuk. So the Gra takes it out of over here. Elai dagorim, but in Megillas Rustaka we have where it says Elai, kol asher tomri Elai, eseh, it doesn't written Elai in the Megillah, but you read it, Elai. And Elai dehasorim, that he gave me, sheish saorim, right, he gave a lie there also. It doesn't, it's not written, but it's read. So halon, karyon veloksivan. All of these are read, but they're not written. Rashi, ish dekashi yishal ish bedover lokim b'chitofuksiv. Boim devenivnisa kri veloksiv. Lo depleita shneim ksuvim b'yirmiyahu. Both of these are in Yirmiyahu. Es dehugeid hugad a lie. The kulo hani kerim veloksivan. So again, the Gra takes this one out because it's not true. Okay, tomorrow we'll go to the other ones, the ones that are, well, then we'll see what the purpose is. When we get to finish the ones that are written but not read, we'll understand why this is the signon of Kislev HaKodesh, that sometimes you have words that are written and not read, and read and not written. What's the purpose of it?